Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to Fans and a Pro. Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas here with you for the next 30 minutes or so before we hand it off to Boomer and Valenti. And then at 7 o'clock, we have the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup coming up, and we will have live coverage about the game, Archbishop Shaw and St. Charles Catholic here on WWL. And you can listen on the free Odyssey app right now. We got a young man, Jake Delhomme, who is former New Orleans Saints quarterback, Carolina Panthers quarterback, and currently the Panthers radio network analyst, joining us. Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Deuce. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good. I got to ask you first, it's nothing to do with football, but how did the Ponies do today?
We ran one today. We ran third. He ran well. No excuse. Got beat. Kind of ran to his odds, which is fine with that. And we're almost back in Lafayette, dropping the horse off, and we'll be back tomorrow with three of them tomorrow at the fairground.
Wait, you don't keep the horse here?
No, we drive in the day of the race. So we left early this morning and got there and spent most of the day at the fairgrounds. And we ran about 3 o'clock. We were able to get out of New Orleans and didn't hit much traffic, so it was pretty positive.
Yeah, when you don't hit traffic, that definitely helps. I know Mike has a question or two for you, and then I can get back into the football side of it. But, man, that's a lot of driving. Who paying for all the miles?
I'm lucky. Well, I do, but my brother's driving, so I'm just kind of sitting here. Actually watched a lot of film today, to be quite honest. It helps make the time go by.
Well, Jake, when you look at what's happened, you know, since Carolina played, they were off, right? Saints go into Tampa, get a victory. Atlanta plays Tampa on a Thursday night, get another victory. They've been off. They keep moving up the division scoreboard just by not playing. I mean, it's been that win over the Rams, was unbelievable in a lot of ways. I mean, to me, you look at the stats of that game. The Rams ran the ball well. The Rams were 4 of 6 in the red zone, 2 for 2, a goal to go. But you're like, how could they lose this game? Because turnovers, man. The Rams were 2 of 5 on third down, 2 of 5, and 0 for 0 on fourth down. Time of possession, they lost by 11 minutes. But you can't win if you don't have the ball. And Carolina just owned the ball, and those turnovers were a killer.
No, they definitely were. And you know, when you go back and look at it, so the last time we played the Saints on, November 9th? So we're coming off a win in Green Bay against the Packers, right? So everybody's assuming that it's just going to be a cakewalk, right? And you're going to beat the Saints. And I did numerous interviews that week, and I guess just watching film, it's like, I don't see it happening. I mean, we're going to have to play well. One Shucks playing, it'll be his second start, full start, right? And then, but Taysom Hill was back. Chase Young is back. He started getting some guys back. And sure enough, the Saints came in, and in my opinion, I thought they controlled the line of scrimmage, especially the defensive line. And we couldn't run the football, and we didn't throw it well. And, you know, came out, you guys came out there with a win. And then we go to Atlanta, and the whole week, everybody's talking about how the Panthers, we threw for over 200 yards one time, all season long. Go to Atlanta, and Bryce just goes out and throws for 448 yards, and we get a win. And so that happens, and then you go to San Fran, Monday night game, don't play well at all, really don't. San Fran had something to do with it on a short week. Had numerous guys get hurt in that game, come back to play the best team in football, in my opinion, the Rams. And sure enough, we come out with a win. And we come out with a win because we're very effective throwing the football, 15 to 20. Bryce had three touchdowns, very effective on third and fourth down. But three turnovers are critical. But Derek Brown bats one in the air. We get a pick when they're in the red zone. Next series, pick six by Mike Jack. And then, again, to close out the game, Derek Brown on a strip sack of Matthew Stafford, and we're able to finish out the game. So it's just been one thing after another, and then we haven't played because we had the bye. Saints go to Tampa, take it to Tampa, and then last night they have this wild game where Atlanta comes back and they get a win late to seal the game. And so now everything's in front of the Panthers' face, right? But what's the Saints doing? They're riding high right now. You can't tell me in listening to the things come out of New Orleans, really liking what the young quarterback's doing. Defense is flying around. Young running back's playing well. You've got some guys back. And what better thing to do than to be a spoiler? There's nothing greater than to be a spoiler. And that's exactly what the Saints want to do. And Kellen Moore's starting to figure out what this team is. But I think I'm more impressed with what Tyler Shuck's doing, especially in the weather last week in Tampa. He was decisive, made quick reads, got rid of the football quick. And, yeah, I think he's playing extremely well.
Jake, I have to push back one piece, though, the spoiler piece. I don't know if this team wants to be the spoiler, if that makes sense. They want to win, but for me.
That's what I'm saying, dudes. Like, if this team's not going into the playoffs, you just want, and I know in the Saints locker room, think about it, dudes. I know when we played or whenever I played, if we couldn't make the playoffs, which thank goodness it wasn't much, if another team was going, we wanted to ruin their chances. I mean, that's what you want to ruin their chances. So when I say spoiler, you want to beat them because it's in your division. You just want to make it miserable for somebody else in your division.
100%. No doubt about that. From that aspect, 100%. But a lot of it, and that's what I try to tell people, because some people, they get upset. They are upset that the Saints have won. You know, they won last week because it's draft positioning. Here's what you got to remember. You have a new head coach. How many of those players did that head coach draft? Outside of one draft class, he doesn't have any loyalty to really any other players outside of some guys that have signed free agent contracts or they're under a guaranteed contract. So really, for me, you've got guys that are playing to say, hey, I want to be a part of this team. You know, I know that I may not have been drafted by you or you may not have signed me as a free agent, but I want to prove that I am worthy or I am somebody that you need to look at long and hard before you release me.
No, Deuce, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, you say that, and Kellen Moore, I just think what he's done, and I thought it was great them not playing Shuck early on. That's just my opinion. Let the kids sit and watch. Let him absorb a couple of months of the NFL game plans and things of that nature. So I go back to the Carolina days. I get to Carolina in John Fox's second year. So that in 2 years prior, they're 1-15. Then they win 7 games in John Fox's first year. But the one thing that I was told over time, and John Fox always brought it up, and it was toward the end of the season. He said, guys, he said, you're playing for your future on this tape. He goes, yes, we're not going to have everybody back, but you don't know what your tape's going to show for another team for the following year. When he took the Carolina job, the first thing he did, that team was 1-15. He watched the last 3 games of the season multiple times because he wanted to see who was still fighting with absolutely nothing left to play for. And he goes, I wanted those guys to be a part of the turnaround process. And that's exactly what Kellen Moore, if you think about it, that's exactly what Kellen Moore and this bunch is doing. They're deciding on who's going to come with us forward because we think we're laying a right foundation. We don't know what's going to happen with Tyler Shough, but a kid we drafted in the second round who's showing signs, right? Can he finish out the year good? Can we build on that and then add to this roster next year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And Jake, certainly, as you said, everything's in front of you guys. I mean, literally. I mean, you got us, and then you haven't played Tampa yet. You haven't played them yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You got two of your last three. Tampa goes at Carolina, at Miami, home, Tampa home, Carolina. So, man, that's a wild finish.
It's definitely a wild finish, and that's the thing that was so great after the Saints went to Tampa and won last week. Everybody knew, and even the Panthers, it's like, hey, we control our own destiny, right? And it starts with the next week, and that's the Saints, because we knew there was Tampa twice with Seattle mixed in there. And then again, after last night's game, so everything, I listened to a ton of interviews from today after practice in Carolina. And it's pretty interesting you hearing those guys is like, listen, last night game, that meant nothing to us. We're focused on the Saints. And in essence, they basically said, we got embarrassed November 9th. And the Saints came in and they whipped us. And so, listen, Bryce has struggled against the Saints. I think we've seen that. He's had one game where we were able to win, and that was Dennis Allen's final game in Carolina last year. But to open the season last year, it was a rough game to say the least. Alante Taylor had a really good game. Chris Olave has gotten after the Saints. And then again, the last game, Saints defense did a really good job. Alante Taylor played a major part in that. So there's so much more at stake because this young football team with 12 rookies on the roster for Carolina, it's young. And so it's just a young football team that's going to try to go to New Orleans and try to get a win against a team that's, dominated him a month prior.
Well, Jake, man, I appreciate you taking out a little time. I know that you have a busy schedule, and thank you for talking a little football with us. And definitely good luck tomorrow on those races. But I got to ask. I know that you headed home, but I know some store is going to be getting some of your money here very soon. And if it's not tonight, it's going to be in the morning before you head back to New Orleans. Am I correct, sir?
Well, I don't know if I'm going tonight. I think my wife went there today, Deuce. I was lucky enough to see you at Champagne's Market yesterday, and I promise you, I'll pay the light bill there. But it's worth it, man. It's worth it.
Definitely appreciate it. I know you, like you said, you visit there frequently because not only they know you as the hometown guy. He's at register 6. He's at register 5. He goes to all of the registers in the store. And so, thank you so much. You guys be safe and good luck tomorrow. And we'll see you on Sunday, my friend.
All right, guys. Looking forward to seeing you guys on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.